Welcome back to this second installment of English Dialogues. Today is Thursday, the 24th of October, and in 2 days' time, it's my birthday. So, I thought it'd be the perfect time to put together a dialogue based around this theme. Last time I mentioned briefly how I recommend using dialogues for your learning, because this gives you a real sense of how natural conversations sound. But that's not all. I mean, think about it. Our days are full of dialogues. We have conversations with each other. That's what we do, no matter how serious or silly they may be. If you're living in an English-speaking country, a great, cheap trick for learning is to eavesdrop. This is when you listen in on what others are saying, usually without them knowing. So, when you're on the bus or walking around your town or city, listen intently to what people are saying. If you want to take this a step further, you can write down what the people around you are saying. Add to these dialogues. Let the natural conversations around you inspire your learning. Well, let's get going with today's dialogue. Today, we have a conversation between two brothers. Hey, bro, what do you want for your birthday? How about a new car? Yeah, right. You can keep dreaming. Actually, there's a new computer game I'd like. Okay, cool. I'll send a message to you with the title. Perfect. Do you have any other plans? Yeah, I'm throwing a party on Saturday. Where's my invitation? It must have gotten lost in the post. Very funny. So what time is the party starting?
Around 8.
Nice. What will you be drinking? I'm thinking about making some tasty cocktails. So you're planning on getting drunk?
Of course. Isn't that what birthdays are for?
I guess.
And there's gonna be a ton of sweets.
How about cake?
Oh yes, there has to be cake.
Cake is the best thing about birthdays.
Yes, and I always get lots of birthday cards.
You're so popular.
Don't worry, it'll be your birthday soon.
Okay, let's hear it one more time, but at slow speed. Hey bro, what do you want for your birthday? How about a new car? Yeah. Right. You can keep dreaming. Actually, there is a new computer game I would like. Okay, cool. I will send a message to you with the title. Perfect. Do you have any other plans? Yeah, I am throwing a party on Saturday. Where's my invitation? It must have gotten lost in the post. Very funny. So what time is the party starting?
Around 8.
Nice. What will you be drinking? I'm thinking about making some tasty cocktails. So you are planning on getting drunk?
Of course. Isn't that what birthdays are for?
I guess. And there's gonna be a ton of sweets. How about cake? Oh yes, there has to be cake. Cake is the best thing about birthdays. Yes, and I always get lots of birthday cards. You are so popular. Don't worry, it will be your birthday soon. Nice. Okay, so that was our dialogue about birthdays. Let's take a look at the keywords. The first one we have is how about.
So this is a simple way to make a suggestion. I don't really have to say much here, but you could compare it to something like, what do you think about, and whatever it is you're going to talk about. So if you want to suggest, let's go to the cinema. How about we go to the cinema? How about we eat lunch? Whatever it is. Okay, let's take the next one, and that is actually comma. Here is a little grammar point. When starting a sentence with an adverb, it must always be followed by a comma. Easy, right? Let's take the next one. To throw a party. Yeah, this is just a fun, fixed expression. If you didn't know, people throw parties. People also have parties. So it's also common to hear something like, I'm having a party, meaning I'm throwing a party. Okay, easy peasy. Let's take the next one, which is lost in the post. Here, James is making a bad joke, but a joke nonetheless. He doesn't actually think the invitation got lost in the post, but this is something people say jokingly to cover their own backs. You know, he didn't send an invitation, so he's saying this. Maybe it got lost in the post. I don't know. Let's take the next one, and that is this ing form of the verb. I'm thinking about making. You've probably seen this present tense form of the verb used a lot. It's very common. Of course, this example is very literal because when you say, I'm thinking about, you are doing that in the moment, the present. However, it is also used to express what you're going to do, that is, what you're about to do in the future. For example, I could say, I will go down to the supermarket. But this sounds a little stiff, so instead I would use, I'm going down to the supermarket. Other examples could be, I'm quitting my job. I'm leaving my wife. I'm getting sick. Okay, so we have just one left, and that is A of. A blank of blank. The last one here is the use of the word of. When talking about any unit or amount of something, we always add of. And I'm only mentioning this because I know that in some other languages, this of is left out. Here are some examples. A glass of water. A kilo of potatoes. A bag of onions. Okay, so we reached the end of the keywords. If there's anything in this dialogue that you're not sure about or that you want to ask, please drop a comment below. And see you again next week for dialogue number 3. Then this will be the last one in the series. See you then.